This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's literary journal, The Healing Muse. The Healing Muse deals with all aspects of illness, health, and the body. Today I've brought two poems by mothers. They are both poets in their own right, but this time they've chosen to write poetry about their daughters. These are not happy poems necessarily, but they speak beautifully to the power of poetry and its ability to transcend sadness. The first poem is by a poet laureate from Tompkins County here in central New York, Catherine Howd Macon. This is a poem she wrote for her daughter when her daughter was addicted. It's called Snow. Snow falls outside my safe brown home, and I am weeping. I am crying. This house holds two black striped cats, but God is a distant palace of whim, allowing my daughter to long for a drug that turns her into thin gray smoke, vague lips that lie for survival. Crystals, they're blowing now, swift and silver and silent as hope only a mother can ask to find when the body she's birthed and loves finds heroin is more important than giving to the wider world calling out her name. Snow, beautiful and bright and pure, pours down from a street-lit night, here where I dare write a poem, praying that the girl I bore is able to look out through a window and wonder at winter sky. And I'm happy to report that poem has a very happy ending for Catherine and her daughter. The next poem is by a writer from California. This is to her daughter, who was very ill in the hospital. It's called Things My Daughter Lost in Hospitals by Tony L. Wilkes. 1,027 strands of hair, a smooth scalp, several inches of frontal bone, a Tiffany bracelet, 39 liters of urine, the call button, her patients, a pear-shaped gallbladder, her husband's patients, 8 pints of blood, numerous stainless steel staples, her job, 1 deciliter of cerebral spinal fluid, 2 blue and white hospital gowns, her pink sweater, the ability to have more children, 22 pieces of big red chewing gum, 41 days of consciousness, names of night nurses, names of day nurses, 6 Actiq lollipops, 7 neurosurgeons, 218 sutures, her daughter's 6th birthday, the desire for sex, 3 yellow bedpans, her blood-brain barrier, 5 years.